Welcome to our school's podcast. Here we're going to show you how teachers, parents, and pupils can share advice, tips, and know-how to bring the best out of all of us. Learning is a joint experience, and through our series of interviews, we can all learn more and achieve even greater things. Here is this week's host.
Hello and welcome. This is our second podcast of the school year. I'm Jenny Alexander, your moderator. And let's go ahead and introduce our podcasters today. Go ahead and tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Ella Skilweese.
And I'm Riley Wells.
Awesome. And today's topic that we will be talking about is basically help. I'm a junior and I have no idea what I'm doing. But you guys do. Of course, right?
Of course, sure.
Of course, yes. Yes. Okay, so junior year, what basically have you guys been up to in order to set forth the path to graduate?
I mean, pretty much our whole lives, everybody tells us, especially freshman year, junior year is going to be your hardest year. And so my main focus is trying to get them grades up, trying to get them good, because I know that this is what colleges are going to be looking at, and this is my moment to prove to them that I'm capable to join their school, pretty much. So I'm just trying to get my resume up to standards pretty much right now. That's what I'm working on.
I've been doing the same thing, trying to keep my grades up. It's kind of overwhelming trying to figure all that out and try to figure out like what options I'm going, like what I'm going to do as a career. And it gets a little unmotivating sometimes, but I'm working through it.
So do you guys feel like you change it up every once in a while? Like one day you want to be a doctor, and then maybe the next week you want to be a lawyer. Is it constantly changing? Or have you had that prize within your eyes for like the last 4 years?
It's always changing for me. It's gone from like, last year, I wanted to be a psychologist, a therapist, a doctor, a teacher. I wanted to be a teacher, and I thought it was for sure going to be my career and, like, the perfect thing for me. And then suddenly, I just didn't feel like it anymore. And then I got kind of stuck, and now I'm leaning more towards the military. But it keeps going back and forth.
It's like the same thing for me. Like, even if you look at my like paperwork, it says that I want to be a teacher. I don't even want to be a teacher anymore. That was like a whole phase. I wanted to go into like cosmetology before, but I've always had that like kind of like inkling in the back of my mind that I want to do design work. It's just a matter of in what way.
And you both are in ROTC.
Yes.
So do you feel that ROTC has sort of shaped your minds into military?
I definitely would have never considered military or Air Force if I never joined ROTC. So, because I've always been told not to join the Air Force, and I always was set on, like, there's no way I would ever do it. But now, Stebbins has so many opportunities, and ROTC is obviously one, and going into that definitely changed my mindset a lot.
Yeah, for that same thing for me, when I look at, if you would have asked me, like 5 years ago, are you going to be in ROTC in high school? I would have told you. I probably would have laughed in your face. Like, I wanted nothing to do with that side of life. And then I joined ROTC on a whim. Like, I literally switched out one day. They came in, talked to us, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it changed my life. Like, everything since then is just, they helped improve me as a human being. And now they're taking me through all these opportunities and showing me that I can do something in that sort of way. And it doesn't just have to be flying in airplanes all the time. It can be something as fun as sitting in a cubicle. There's so many different ways to join the military and so many jobs within it. And you don't really see that side of things. And joining ROTC really opened our eyes to it.
So do you, now that you're in your junior year, I know you guys sit down with your counselors and you talk about the classes that you have to take in order to get you to graduation. What are some of the steps that you guys know that you have to take this school year? I mean, I know we briefly touched on it, but are there classes that you have to take in order to set you up for next year?
Well, I know as of right now, we have to finish getting our core classes out the way. which means we have to not only pass this year's, which has been, especially the math portion, has been struggling for me. We have to pass this year's class, and then we have to worry about making sure to pass next year's. And with all the college classes and everything else, it gets just more and more difficult every time. And so right now, that's I'm trying to focus on getting my English and my math, like trying to get that good. And then I want to worry about what it, like, you know, what classes do I want to take for what career I'm going to do. So I'm just trying to get those core classes out of the way real quick.
Yeah, definitely the core classes. I had something to say.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, the core classes are obviously very important. And then I'm sure you take some fun classes, too, that may help you sort of glide through, right?
Of course, yeah. Forensics. Mm-hmm. I never, like, I've always been interested in that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And now taking forensics, Miss Bain, she's the best teacher ever. She literally has made me want to go into that side of things now. So it's constantly changing.
Yeah, and I'm working towards an honors diploma, so, like, Spanish languages requirement for that. And there's a lot of fun classes that I've been, trying to get into to try to explore more options and things like that. Right now I'm in interior design, and it's pretty cool.
Okay. Do you feel like you guys are already starting to get some sort of an idea on the classes that you want to take next school year and what you have to do in order to graduate?
Yeah, for me, when we have free time in class, I take a piece of paper and I'll write down numbers 1 through 8, and then I'll, like, imagine what my schedule is going to be like, and I'll write, like, because I'm in the engineering class, I have to have 3 periods of engineering at the end of the day, and then what are my other 5 periods going to be? So I already know I'm going to have to always, like, obviously take that math and English, and then ROTC, which is a big part, and then I'm probably going to stick with choir again next year because I always wanted to do that. And then I just have that one period. It's like, I don't know what to do with it. So I've been looking at options that Stevens offers.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
For me, I really want to go into culinary and learn to cook some more. But I mostly just might take extra college classes next year to get
them genetic classes. Yeah.
Now, are both of you in a career pathway, or?
I am.
I'm not.
Okay. No, so you're more college motivated. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fine. And do you guys have ideas of where you want to go, possibly?
Well, our little friend group has always talked about always wanting to go to college together, or at least in the same area. I know I personally want to go to University of Cincinnati or Ohio State. And anything that really helps her out, I would always help her get to there.
I've been told to stay close to home.
Yeah.
So, obviously, somewhere around here. I think the farthest I'd go out is either, like, Ohio State or
OU?
OU, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I have a friend whose daughter is graduating this year. And this month has been all about getting in your college essays. So it's interesting, you know, because you forget about it as you get older, about what the process. And, you know, there's a whole different process for your senior year on what you have to do if you're going to college or if you're getting ready to enlist in the military. So I take it you guys are already talking about that, all the things that you are going to have to do over the summer to prepare for that, correct?
Yeah, all the time. Like, we talk when we get home and stuff, too, because we're best friends. But we're always talking about, like, what is it going to look like next year? Are we going to, you know, stay friends when we graduate? Because, obviously, we've been friends for so long. We're like, we don't want to lose that friendship. But at the same time, we don't want to hold each other back from those careers and pursuing our dreams.
I think one of the scariest things is that, so we've been in school our entire lives. And these are basically, since we've been in the same district mostly, we've grown up with these people. And then we're going to leave high school and know no one. Like, that's the real world. It's like,
it's scary out there. We don't know if we want to go yet.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. It's definitely fun.
Yeah.
It's really sort of that, you know, my youngest daughter was saying, "What's college like?" And, you know, it's hard to explain.
Tell her to stay young while she can.
Well, I think it's one of the things, you know, you look forward to spreading your wings and getting out there, but it's also really scary because if you do go away, you don't have your parents there. So, yeah, and I remember, you know, your junior year, you start to really, like, think about that. Like, gee, my life is going to be in a completely different phase in 2 years.
Yeah, like your whole life you have your parents right there behind you to support you, or you have your friends there for you, and then now it's like once you graduate it's like, what am I gonna be like by myself? I'm not gonna have this, like, you're gonna have support still, but you're not gonna just have somebody to, like, your parents to go home to every night. To it's gonna be like, I have to fend for myself now. How do I do that?
Right. So, right. But you make new friends, and sometimes you hold on to the friends that you grew up with, and that's always a great thing. But I think once you get into college, the next phase is, wow, I'm going to get a job here soon.
Yeah, and then life starts.
You know, I start paying the bills and all of that if you aren't already. So, yeah. So do you think that you sort of have an idea of the next 2 years and where you have to be in order to set yourself up for success?
Yeah, I know that once I go to college, I've always wanted to move out when I turn 18. Nothing against my parents. I love my parents dearly. It's just I want to be my own person. Mm-hmm. And so I've started getting stuff for an apartment. I started saving up the money for it. And it's I want to go out into the world, but I don't want to just be like, hey, I'm here. I want to gradually go in there.
Gotcha.
So I don't think I'll move out exactly at 18. I'll probably give it a few years to just save up money. But I've been working on saving up money, trying to find a job, and working towards the honors diploma, and that's about it.
That's good. Well, it sounds like you guys already have some good thoughts in your mind and an idea of where you're going to be. So thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you guys talking to me about this
topic. Thank you so much.